So we need to plumb the depths of the statement of Chazal that if you say Ashrei three times a day, you're guaranteed that you're a Ben Olam Haba. First thing is, the Chazal don't say Muvtachlo, that you're guaranteed that you're going to Olam Haba. Rather, that you're a Ben Olam Haba, a son, a child of the world to come. So Zerubbeinu Bechai on Parshas Tzav. Rabbeinu Bechai says, what it means is, if a person focuses deeply on what these psukim say, and even what they're hinting to, then they'll recognize, they'll discern Hashem's wondrous actions throughout the day, throughout their lives. And they'll be mechazik their hearts with their munah, they'll strengthen themselves in faith of Hashem, and in avodas Hashem, in their service of Hashem. And through doing that, through leading a more committed life as a result of noticing Hashem in our lives, that way you'll get into Olam Haba through performing the mitzvahs with greater energy, with greater passion. The Radak says, yeah, if a person is sensitive to what it says in this chapter of Tehillim, you will see Nifla Sabayra. You'll become sensitive. You'll be a person that will notice Hashem's guiding hand. And therefore, the Chidah says, and it's obvious, we've got to learn Ashrei. We say it three times a day. We often say it so quickly, we do it without thinking. The fact that it goes according to the order of the Aleph base means we can just rattle it off the tips of our tongue. But we'll miss the point. When Chazal was saying, if you say Ashrei three times a day, you're a Ben Olam Haba, they weren't talking about people that can race through it in alphabetical order. It's about people that stop and focus, deeply internalize the messages of the words. The operative pasuk of all of Ashrei is Pesachas Yodecha, Maspeachas Choratzon. That one definitely needs kavana. But really all of Ashrei does. And that's why what we're about to embark on is so important. And what give us so much. Kabbalistically speaking, in the Shlal Siddur, he brings with Moshe Kodavera. So there's no question about it that all of these Tehillim, all of these chapters that we say in Pesachim Zimra have mystical connotations. They have a big segula, all the letters go up to Shamayim. They have a spiritual root. And therefore, when we say these psukim, we're tapping in to a deep and powerful spiritual energy that brings shefa, abundance, and our light to us. The tzlach, known to be a huda. So the idea that Ashrei goes according to the Aleph base, which goes up, each letter goes up in value. So too as well here, Hashem's chesed increases in value. And noticing Hashem's chesed in the world, noticing Hashem's chesed in our lives illuminates our lives, gives us a deep appreciation of Hashem. And therefore, when Moisef Ha'ilech, it grows and grows and grows. As we go through Ashrei, as we're more discerning, as it impacts our avodas Hashem, the purpose is to be able to focus on it and to allow it to enhance our lives so that we indeed do get Olam Haba.